Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Penny for Your Thoughts here on this Monday. All the snow on the ground. Hopefully it'll disappear quickly. We had a white Easter. How about that, Lauren Tate? Easter.
I'm not sure what happened. I think it was an Easter joke, wasn't it?
It was on April 1st.
April Fool's Day joke.
That's for sure. Well, this is Monday Morning Quarterback, and this will be our last Monday Morning Quarterback for a while. We'll resume it, pick it up again in the fall, but once we get closer to football. But this is it. We have the national championship basketball game tonight to talk about. We have a Big Ten team playing for a national title.
Yeah, you know, I got to get over questioning Michigan. Have you done that? Have you, here's a team that, well, they were 13-5 in the Big Ten, and I just was never convinced that they were as good as they are. I mean, I should have seen it, but I just have a problem. I was too far leaning toward Michigan State, and I thought Purdue lost Haas, which changed that whole situation. But were you ever as convinced as I should have been that Michigan is this good?
Not early in the year, but I thought they have a good tournament-type team. They can score from everywhere on the floor.
Every guy on the floor, including their sixth man, is really deadly.
And their defense has been very good this year.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought they had a chance.
Yeah, much, much better. I mean, they really nullified Loyola, I thought, defensively. Mm-hmm. They just didn't give Loyola all those open shots that they've been getting.
Yeah.
Loyola's offense is terrific, but they couldn't. Michigan was right on them. And they've got the most versatile center maybe in basketball. I don't know. Is there in college basketball, is there more versatile? Now, look, sometimes he doesn't always hit his threes. He likes to take them. But, boy, he hit him in the last game, didn't he?
Well, he was terrific. Mo Wagner leading the way for Michigan. Yeah, I think it was the first, forget the double-double numbers, but Akeem Olajuwon had similar numbers in a game for Houston.
He did a lot of
30 years ago, and he turned out pretty good. So
yeah.
In a tournament game. So, yeah, Villanova, though, the opponent tonight, Villanova hits 18 threes. That's a Final Four record. They were up on Kansas 22-4, and that game was over in a hurry. That did surprise me that it was that bad.
Yeah, it did. But, you know, I shouldn't mention his name, but Brunson is so good at penetrating and just basically getting you out of your defensive concepts. And when he gets in that lane and he's dribble and he's so strong with the ball, they say he's not an NBA player. I don't know, but boy, oh boy, is he just throws the defense off, and those guys are wind up shooting open threes.
So that game comes up tonight. Of course, it'll be at 8:20 on TBS. So you can look for that as the Villanova Wildcats and the Michigan Wolverines play this evening in the national title game. The women's championship decided. How about that? You had four number one seeds, and that was a classic Final Four.
Does Notre Dame still allow women? I didn't.
Same woman hit two buzzer beaters. Win it.
Yeah, that last shot, she didn't hardly even look from the corner.
Yeah.
She just took the ball 3 seconds ago, dribbled over the corner, and just let it fly. I looked at it again this morning, and I thought, did she look? She had it out of the corner of her eye, I guess. She knew where the basket was.
So
Notre
Dame wins the women's title. That was the fourth straight game they trailed at halftime in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they were down in this game 40-25 early in the third against Mississippi State and won it at the buzzer.
Yeah, they were down 13 or 14 at halftime. I thought, boy, they're in trouble. But, boy, they bounced back.
So we'll talk about all of that. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines today. Castle Heating and Cooling. Text line 351-5357. Email us talk at WDWS.com. We've got the start of the Major League Baseball season to talk about. Illinois sports, spring football, or winter football, if you will, here in the snow as they practice. They've got a couple more practices to go this week before the open practice on Saturday at Memorial Stadium, part of the Spring Festival over at the University of Illinois. So we'll get it all started. with our discussion today, our final Monday morning quarterbacks of 17/18 for the sports season, and then we'll resume regular programming on next Monday. Got several things lined up for the rest of the week. We'll tell you about that as we go along this morning. Lauren and I return with more after this opening timeout. Ryan Barnhart with Lauren Tate. We are back Monday morning quarterbacking here for the final time this season. 356-9397 is the phone number, and you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515-357, or you can email us at talk@wdws.com. Voting has begun for the News Talk 1400 DWS and News Gazette Media's The People's Choice, the best of East Central Illinois. You can go to wdws.com and cast your votes. And don't forget that tax time is approaching. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. The deadline is April 17th coming up. Automate your savings. Starting small is fine. Just start. Experts suggest saving 15% of your income for retirement. Make the most of 401k contribution matching at your workplace. Gradually increase your contribution each year, growing your savings along with your career. Make sure you know your retirement saving options, individual retirement accounts, the IRAs, traditional, or Roth. There's some tax implications there either way. Employer-sponsored plans offer infinite potential for growth, and those include 401ks, profit-sharing, employee stock ownership plans, and so forth. The sooner you begin saving, the better. And Busey Wealth Management has a team of professionals who can help you achieve your dreams for retirement. To get started, visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. National title game is tonight. It is Villanova and Michigan. Michigan ended Loyola Chicago's dream season, if you will, in the Final Four, and Villanova hit 18 threes to blow out Kansas in the other game. Hey, our friend Deion Thomas is on the line. Deion, how are you?
Good day, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you? Overall, you'd have a good weekend? You enjoy the Final Four?
What? You know, I actually didn't go to the – I enjoyed the games. My wife and I sat and watched, but we were actually taking a little bit of a vacation down in Nashville. So my weekend was great.
So what do you think of the game tonight?
Well, you know, I
– You there?
Tournament. I mean, not counting any up anything like that. But I do believe that I think people will really enjoy the style of play that's going to take place tonight. I mean, you have an explosive offensive team in Villanova, and you have one of the best defensive teams. Now, this sounds kind of funny talking about a John Beilein team, but you have one of the best defensive teams in the country going against one of the best offensive teams. So it's going to be a very interesting game tonight.
Well, Deion, can Michigan in some way bother Villanova sufficiently on the perimeter to keep them from making 18 threes again?
Well, I think so. I mean, we all know the old 1-3-1 Beilein defense. I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls out that zone. It's really predicated on stopping shooters on the outside. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit of that tonight. But they have enough and better good defenders, I believe, to stay with a Villanova on the perimeter. One, because Villanova doesn't have this powerful low post guy that they could throw it into the post that would really, you know, bother Mo Wagner, that, you know, where they would have to help defensively, that would open things up to kickouts to shooters on the outside.
Have you seen anybody as reliant on the three as Villanova? I mean, a championship team as reliant. I mean, I remember when they made 13 out of 24 against West Virginia. I thought, oh boy, that's really something if you make over half your threes. But they've continued to shoot tremendously from the arc. I don't remember. Do you remember another championship-level team that has been this reliant on threes?
No. I mean, if you know, Michigan didn't win the championship a few years ago. But if you look back at that Michigan team, they shot a bunch of threes a couple years ago. Well, no, last year, wow. That same time goes by fast. They shot a lot of threes from outside. But a team like this, no. I mean, and their whole offense is predicated around shooting a three-point shot. I mean, they really bought into the analytics that says if you make more threes than the other team make twos, then you're going to win. And they're so proficient at it, and they've done such a good job at it that, you know, if you're going to take something away from them, you make guys penetrate to the basket and finish at the rim. You know, and I think that's what Michigan is going to try to do if they don't slip into that 1-3-1 zone, is really run those guys off the three-point line and make them go to the basket. I mean, think about it. That's one of the things that teams try to do to Michigan, is run them off of the three-point line. But the difference between the two is Mo Wagner. Michigan has a low post player that they can throw the ball inside to that can get them buckets, as well as be able to float and step out on the perimeter. But Villanova is so good at what they do that it's going to be really difficult for Michigan to beat them tonight. Mm.
Deion Thomas with us for a couple of minutes, just giving us a quick look at the championship game tonight. The dream for Loyola came to an end. Was it the size of Michigan, Wagner being the difference in the ball game Saturday?
Oh, it definitely was. I mean, if you look at the way Mo Wagner played, if you look at Charles Matthews and how he was able to do things because of his size, I think that was really what, you know, what ended things for Loyola. But we also have to look at, and I mentioned it earlier, the defensive prowess of this Michigan team. I mean, they take pride in it. And when they needed to get stops, which you have to stop a very good offensive Loyola team, or at least the way they play and share the basketball, creates easier shots for themselves. Michigan didn't allow them to have easy shots. Everything was a contested shot, so they really locked down on the defensive end. And, you know, when you have that going on to match the size of Wagner, the athleticism, and the skill of Charles Matthews, then you're going to run into a bus on. I mean, they'll be – those two guys, along with Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, are going to be key in tonight's game as well.
Abdul-Rahman is I kind of overlook him at times, and he and Robinson I tend to overlook at times, and those guys are really good. They just keep pouring. I think they take advantage of the abilities of everybody else on the team. I mean, I think the whole team works that way. Everybody's better because their teammates are better, and it gives you a five-man attack.
I will agree with you 100% on that, and that's the beauty of that Michigan team. And again, same thing with this Villanova team. It's so good that, you know, the way they play, how they share the basketball and play together, that you're right, it is a five-prong attack. Who do you concentrate on when those guys are sharing the ball the way they are and the way they do? And that's exactly what Michigan does.
Hey, Deion, you know, hang on. As a center, Deion, as a center yourself, can Wagner go to the NBA and be successful?
When we were watching the game the other night, I was sitting with friends when they were beating the Loyola team, and I told him every time he would pop out and he would hit a three, or he'd catch the ball and rip and go to the basket, I'd say, okay, well, his stock has just bounced up another notch and another notch. I think the way the NBA is today, he is a perfect stretch four. I mean, maybe even a stretch five for what the NBA is today. I mean, the NBA has become, you have very few big, burly guys that are really just trying to beat up guys down low. Most of the guys are holding around on the perimeter, shooting jump shots, putting the ball on the floor. I mean, look at Joel Embiid at 7'1", almost 300 pounds, playing like a guard. This is kind of the way the NBA has become European basketball. You know, when I was playing, you know, you're right, played center, played power forward at 6'8". I went to Europe, I was playing on the perimeter all the time. Mm-hmm. And now that has come here, and this is how a lot of guys are playing now.
Hey, Deion, we're going to let you go, but who's cutting down the nets tonight?
I would love, and I was telling people about this, I feel like I have vinegar in my mouth cheering for Michigan. But unfortunately, I think that turns into, you know, something a little bit sweeter tonight. I don't think Michigan wins. I think Villanova is just too good of an offensive team, and I think they're just good enough defensive team to be cut down the nets tonight. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Deion, thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Deion Thomas with us. We'll take a quick break. Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. We're talking a little college basketball here at the beginning. We've got some Illinois recruiting news that Lauren will share with us along the way. And we'll just continue with more after this. Welcome back, Penny, for your thoughts on this Monday, our final Monday morning quarterback show of the year here with Lauren Tate. Benny texts in, says, I can't stand Michigan, never have liked Michigan, never will. I don't care what conference they're in, I'll never root for them.
There are a lot of people that feel that way, by the way.
There are. And you've got some recruiting news. So we had
well,
a text
I,
here about
yeah,
recruiting.
I think that there's always recruiting news. And the latest is, you know, Illinois has got four players committed so far. And the next guy to commit, I think, will be Tevian Jones, who's supposed to announce on April the 11th, but has indicated that maybe he'll announce this week for Illinois. He scored 47 points in a single game, I just looked up, and he's from California, but he has Chicago background, and he was here, he visited, and they liked him an awful lot, and he's another 6'6 guy, strong, who can shoot threes, and is very good with a jump shot. So that's good news, and that would be the fifth guy. Now, that they're still looking for a point guard to play alongside Ayo Dosunmu and, of course, Frazier, and that guy might be Andre Feliz, F-E-L-I-Z, who is a junior college guard out of Florida, and according to JUCO Recruiting, is the number one ranked point guard in the country. Number one.
Wow.
And he's considering some other schools, but the people that analyze these things cast votes on where they think he would go, and 100% have picked him to come to Illinois. He will be here next weekend. I think that's final. I think he will be here this next weekend. And if something doesn't happen with Ramey, I don't think Illinois is going to get Ramey and Feliz. But I think if Ramey doesn't get off, you know, doesn't decide to do something pretty soon, he hasn't visited here yet. And if he doesn't visit with this week, I don't know. They might take Feliz this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And Feliz would be coming in next year then.
Yeah, he's
right,
this
winter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a junior college. He averaged 20 points a game in junior college. He had good assist numbers. He had good numbers all the way down the line, including three-point shoot percentage. Now, when I said to you that 20 points a game, that's a lot of points, and that's good. But I noticed that the scores in those games are in the 80s and 90s. So, you know, that's in junior college, you don't know how much defense is getting played. And either that or they're awfully good offensively. But they list some other players ahead of him. On the list of top 100, they list some other players ahead of him, but no point guard ahead of him.
Let's go to the phones here before the news headlines. Hi, Chris. Good morning. You're on Monday Morning Quarterbacks.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just on that game tonight and a couple of things that you and Dion were mentioning, too, about Michigan, I think it kind of lost in the shuffle when you don't have a true superstar, you know, lottery pick out there, kind of a guy that gets a lot of attention. And that offense is very productive. I mean, they actually have 3,000-point career shooters on that team. You know, Abdul Rahman did it in 4 years, and Robinson and Wagner in three. So, it's like that Texas A&M game where they were 14 of 24 with eight different guys hitting threes. They can do some pretty prolific scoring, too. And then the teamwork thing that you mentioned, Lauren, I read something the other day that surprised me. This year, there were only two teams in the Big Ten that didn't have a single player of the week or rookie of the week. One was Rutgers, and the other one was Michigan.
Really? Michigan never had a single guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That's really balanced.
That astounded me when I read that. I thought, wow, there's something that got, kind of lost in the details, you know?
Here's another thing that might be lost in the details. You're missing lottery picks. Was it at the first 16 or 14? I forget. But anyway, did any member of the top four teams, of the final four, is Bridges of Villanova or Brunson going to be a lottery pick? Brunson's picked way down that I see. Mock draft, I mean.
You're probably right. Yeah, they're really. I think you're correct. There really isn't, no.
And that's interesting because
a lot of defense and a lot of shooters.
Yeah. I saw another list that showed 13 of the top 16 players to go in the draft are freshmen, but none of them are in this final four.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Those are all good points, Chris.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Spring Green. You know, we're talking snow here. We had snow yesterday. But your yard is an important part of the special place you call home. Let the local lawn care professionals at Spring Green. We'll try to imagine it's green out there. Take special care of your lawn and landscape investment. Provide the convenience of a trouble-free Spring Green lawn. It's easy to get rid of weeds. Anyone can do it. What's hard is to have your yard looking great all year long, even in the summer months. And right now is the most important application of the year. Now, think about this again when the snow melts. But fertilizer, pre-emergent weed control, and it's never too late to get up on grub control. They guarantee weed control with at least three applications. And all of Spring Green's technicians are licensed by the state of Illinois. Call J.T. Warmbier, Steve Emke, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com. All right, 9:32 news headlines. Michael Kaiser, and then back with Lauren Tate. More to come. We're talking the championship game tonight at 8:20, Villanova and Michigan. Who are you rooting for? Can you root for Michigan? Is that allowed? I guess we can. They're in the Big Ten, right? Maybe we should. But and the Notre Dame women title. We'll talk Illinois sports. A lot to get to here after the news.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357.
Our final Monday morning quarterback of the year. We do it with Lauren Tate during the football and basketball seasons and with the national championship game tonight closing out the college basketball season. We thought that might be a good time to stop for the spring. Hey, Woods Basement Systems, they've been talking about them for years here on Penny since 1986. They've helped over 55,000 homeowners. Are basement or crawl space wall cracks a problem? How about cracks in your foundation? Well, there's a couple of things about that. They do not get any better. Cracks will get worse if you ignore them, and they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. So contact the folks at Woods Basement Systems. There's a winner of the they are the winner of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award. They're very, very proud of those awards. How much is it costing you to not fix the problem you're facing there? 888-935-4333. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com, 888-935-4333. Well, the championship game is tonight down in San Antonio. And look who we found in San Antonio, the public address announcer for the Final Four. And that would be Gene Honda.
You know, that's strange. I just heard my voice on the radio, and now I'm back again.
That is neat. That's neat how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How's the weather in San Antonio? We got snow on the ground, about 4 inches here. So how is it in San Antonio?
You're not going to like me. It's about 75 degrees here right now.
So you had a wild day Saturday, huh, with all this excitement around Loyola, of course, of Chicago, and Michigan from the Big Ten, a team you're familiar with. And then the other game was kind of a blowout. I don't know if anybody saw that lopsided.
I don't know if anyone could have beaten Villanova that night. How's that? You know, the excitement here in San Antonio on Thursday and Friday just kept building up to Saturday, and it was fun to watch. It really was.
Gene, this is Lauren. I got one question for you. Did you get to meet Sister Jean?
No. They gave her her own breakout session at the Alamo Dome on Friday, and I wish I could have been in there to see her. A good friend of mine who does the PA for Loyola men's basketball was helping to escort her around. I was hoping to get my time that way, but she was so booked and so tired because, unfortunately, their flight got delayed on the tarmac Thursday night. They were supposed to arrive in San Antonio around 10, and they didn't make it into town till 1. And then she had a live hit on the air someplace at 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
On Friday. So she was kind of tired.
What does she do for an encore? And what does Loyola do for an encore? They got a lot of players back.
They're intertwined, don't you?
They got some talent coming back, don't they?
They do. They do. But, you know, the funny thing is, it's going to be tougher when you're a known commodity. You're not going to sneak up on anyone anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, I think that's going to be the challenge for them.
For people that don't know, Gene Honda does the public address for the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Blackhawks. I know several other events, too, and he's the voice, the PA voice for the Final Four. How many years have you been doing that now, Gene?
This is my 16th of the Final Four.
Wow.
And it's hard to believe. I mean, to the point where between time spent and getting older, you start forgetting a lot of the ones in between. You never forget your first.
Mm-hmm. And the first one was?
And 2003 in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Syracuse wound up winning that one. And it was Roy Williams' last game as Kansas's head coach.
That changed the world for Illinois.
It did. It yeah. did. It changed a lot of, you know, there were a lot of dominoes after that, weren't there?
You bet.
Well, I know you worked here in Champaign, Gene, and you followed the University of Illinois closely. Of course, the 05 year in St. Louis, what a remarkable team and run that was. But I know you have to be impartial, but was it hard to keep your emotions in check during that Final Four?
It was a good thing to be able to have in my hip pocket, because if I can be impartial for that one, it was really easy being impartial as a Chicagoan for the game on Saturday night in Loyola. Because everyone asked that, how are you going to be able to do this? I go, I got through 05. This is a cakewalk.
So how much? So on a day like today, how much prep time are you doing for tonight's game, for instance? Or is it pretty much all done?
It's pretty much done. I mean, after all, it's two teams that I've seen Saturday night. And really, it's one team that I've seen before, and you were right, in Michigan. So that's not a problem. And you talk about impartiality. If I sound a little groggy this morning, it's because I was with some people who now make it hard to be impartial the next time, because I was with your friends from the Maui Jim Maui Invitational.
Mm.
And now I have to be impartial in Maui in November, don't I?
That's right, because we'll be out there.
That's a big tournament, isn't it?
That's quite a field out there.
That field, no offense to Illinois, but that's a tough field this time.
Mm-hmm.
So getting through that is going to be a real test and a real challenge.
Mm-hmm. And you do the Maui Invitational as well out there each year, so I know that's a great experience. What's the most enjoyable part for you of being the PA for the Final Four?
The atmosphere, the people who are here, not just from the NCAA, but people like the NCAA Basketball Committee, who are so gracious and have always been that way. Like I said, the atmosphere and the people. And really, San Antonio is a great example, because since the city and the facility are so close together, everything is nicely condensed. You can walk two blocks and see something different with another team. Two more blocks, you see another team and another event. I like cities like that, and this is a good example of that. I want to see what Minneapolis is like, but after your weather forecast that you just gave me down in Champaign, maybe someone said that Thursday in Minneapolis the high was 19 degrees.
Well, the interesting thing about Illinois is the fact the baseball team played a game yesterday, and the game ended just as it started to snow.
then the White Sox game yesterday got canceled in Kansas City because of cold temperatures?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Minneapolis, it's supposed to be as nice location-wise, situation-wise, as San Antonio. It's just the weather you may have to worry about.
Well, Gene, once you're done tonight doing the public address for the championship game, what do you got, a White Sox game in a day or two, or what will you do next?
Yeah, no rest. Luckily, there's no rest for the wicked, and I qualify. I'll come home. The home opener is scheduled for Thursday. By the way, there's also a Blackhawks home game on Friday night.
All right. Well, Gene, are you allowed to make picks, or do you have to stay out of that for tonight?
Oh, no. I like being impartial, especially since I wasn't good at making picks before anyway.
Okay. Well, Gene, we'll listen for your voice tonight on the broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
All right. That's Gene Honda.
All right.
Gene Honda, public address announcer for the Final Four.
I wonder if he went by the a la mode ice cream. Barkley says they got sprinkles down there.
That's right. The other thing Gene does, he does football public address for Illinois football, too.
Yeah.
So just remember that. You hear him every Saturday. All right, we'll take a break here. 9:45, we're with Lauren Tate. What's on your mind today in regards to this game? Can you root for Michigan? Can you bring yourself to do that for the Big Ten? And we've got recruiting news. Lauren touched on that. We'll talk Major League Baseball and more coming up in a little bit. Yeah, Brad Underwood, the guest tonight at the Esquire, as you just heard, at 5 o'clock here on this here radio station. We're on the Monday Morning Quarterback Show. Alan is with us. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Is Matic Vassil still with the team?
Matic Vassil?
Yes.
Yeah. Last I checked.
Okay. Well, everybody was so sure he was one of them that was going to leave. I was wondering if he was actually going to stay or what he was going to do. Does anybody have an idea?
I don't know. I think that at one point I thought he was going to leave you. It's 50-50. I don't know.
Is there anything more about Caroline talked about?
Nothing to talk about. He's still at Nevada. I mean, you know, that I don't know that he hasn't indicated that he's going to leave. I think if Musselman stays, they might keep that team together. They'd be really good next year. Now, the rumors are that Musselman may ultimately leave, and if he does, then the team might break up. Brothers and Jordan return, Jordan Caroline, they'd be pretty good.
And Musselman is more of an NBA guy, right? I mean, isn't that kind of more his background?
Yeah, I hear that. That's what Klee told us the other day, that he thinks Musselman may go back to the NBA, but, you know, that's not going to be known for several more weeks or months, and so we just have to wait and see about that. And of course, he might also get a big college offer, but I don't know which. Are there any big jobs that he'd be interested in right now? I mean, how's
Xavier.
He going to? Yeah, but that's already settled.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. There's some coaching changes, but I don't know where Musselman fits. But Caroline, we just have to wait on. I mean, the Caroline thing might not develop for weeks or months.
One more question. We wouldn't take Framing Feliz both, would we?
I think we'd like to, but I don't think they want. I don't think that they would come together. No. Each one considers himself a point guard, the point guard. Either one would get what Underwood calls the keys to the kingdom.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Alan, thank you.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. We're at 9:50, 20 degrees, 21 degrees now here in downtown Champaign. Doug Altenberger, former Illini, on the air with us. Doug, how are you?
Hey. Good, guys. My son was driving back from Easter, and he said, you guys got a little snow yesterday.
You think?
It was sunny and fine up here, and he calls me. He says, Dad, I'm in a snowstorm down here. This is 5 inches of snow. I go, well, buckle up, buddy. You got a couple more miles to go to Easter. So
we're just taking a random survey of people, Doug. We thought we'd get with you. We talked to Dion a little earlier. Who's going to win tonight?
Boy, having watched Villanova just chainsaw Kansas, it was pretty impressive. And they've been beating a lot of teams. And, the key to them, I think, is, they've got three guys that were on the national championship in 2016, Brunson, Booth, and Bridges. And, I think that's, especially Brunson, I mean, that kid was a stud in high school up here in Chicago. He won back-to-back state championships. He's just I just have a feeling he's just going to step up. And I don't know if Michigan, Big Mo, he's sort of having a Frank Kaminsky type year, where he's big guys playing well for Michigan, and Matthews as he hits the big shots. But I'm gonna have to get the edge to Villanova, I think, at this point.
Well, they've really got it rolling out there, don't they? That's 5-year record, and I haven't checked the numbers, but they're saying that this will be the best 5 years of any coach ever. Can you imagine that? 5 years of the best record.
I mean, and the Big East is they play some really good basketball. And, just watching these guys, one of my friends, his son's the manager, and he's the senior manager right now, and he's out there at the Final Four, and they're just having a ball. And he's a basketball junkie, the dad is. So I've known him over the years. And, just the way they run that program and, the coach and the kids. I mean, it's all, first rate, man. I mean, it is a classy program. And, it wasn't that long ago where guys were mumbling about Jay that, he might not, be coaching here anymore. That wasn't that long ago. And it just goes to show you, and then all of a sudden he wins the national championship, and, he's just had a great run, and now he's got a chance to win a second one in 3 years. He's just, you know, they're really good. I mean, I like the way they play. You know, that sort of having, you know, basketball wise. I mean, if you spread the floor, especially in college, and you guys can get guys to penetrate and then stop and hit those threes. I mean, and then have the luxury of going inside when you need to. You know, that seems to be a really good winning formula. And Villanova just really does a great job. I mean, they're bigs, you know, they're shooting threes. I mean, I don't know how anybody's going to stop them. I mean, they were draining everything on Saturday.
Well, Doug, is there any advantage at a school not to have football and have everything concentrated on basketball?
Well, you know, Lauren, that's a good point. And, you know, what I thought was, you know, you've got sort of the football sort of butters the bread for, you know, I mean, basketball is great, but football is what, you know, moves the dial, the Big Ten Network, the, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, those football programs. And so, you know, I always thought it was a luxury. The coaches, you know, a few years back, I said, hey, listen, love to be, get out of the Big East and then go, you know, because they don't have football there at the time, and say, okay, we're going to turn around and try to do something, you know, with the football programs. And so a lot of the coaches, because they get paid more, whatever, and that was the big play, you know, 8-9 years ago. But you can make an argument with some of these smaller schools like Marquette and Villanova and Loyola, you know, they're all in. And, you know, Loyola, you know, had a great run, and living here in Chicago, everybody's going crazy on Saturday. I mean, what a cool thing. And that's what I sort of like about basketball. It's not dominated by the prominent football. I mean, you got Michigan in there, but I mean, in general, you know, the basketball programs that are all in, and they seem to have been very effective and be able to win these games. And so I sort of like that. You know, I love college football, but after a while you get tired of looking at Alabama and Clemson, the national championship. So here you've got some Cinderella stories like Loyola this year that made a great run. So I never thought of that, Lauren, but maybe it's not a bad idea. But I know one thing is the football schools predominantly can really write some big checks and to the smaller schools that don't have the football programs.
Before we let you go, Doug, can you root for Michigan? I mean, it's a Big Ten school, but, you know, it's Michigan. You know? Darn it.
So. Well, I'm going to have to root for him tonight. I will. It's against my DNA. I still have the ghost of Bo Schembechler back there. I'll be rooting for Michigan. Big Mo's got to stay out of foul trouble, and I think they can control Brunson a little bit. I think they've got a good chance. I mean, the crazy part about this team, you know, when we did the game up in Ann Arbor, Wagner was hurt. He had turned his ankle. He still wasn't 100%. But ever since he's turned the corner and gotten healthy, this team is really, really playing well. So everything flows through. He's an NBAer, so if he steps up, has a big game. I just don't know if they've got enough offense to go against Villanova. But a lot of times these games are they're not always the best well-played games, you know, the championship, because both teams are tired and they're going at it and they're down there for a number of days and they're mentally and physically pretty spent. So that might be a help for Michigan. If they can keep the game in the 60s, they might have a better chance of winning.
All right. Hey, Doug, thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Okay, guys.
Great.
All righty.
Great to visit with you.
All right. Get the shovel out, you guys.
Okay. We will.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. That's Doug Altenberger with us, former Illini. I got several texts in. Tech says the best 5-year record, including Wooden? Question mark.
Good question. Okay. I just read that. I don't know. You know, that's an awfully good I don't know how it could be better than Wooden.
And also, let's see here. Christina in New York says, greetings from New York. Did read about how the Yankees canceled their home opener tonight because of the snow. In fact, the field looks like you can play hockey on it. Looking forward to hearing you both again during the football season. Go Illini. That's from Christina in Queens. She says, by the way, Michigan stinks.
New York. But, you know, thinking of that Wooden comparison, they didn't play as many games. Now, maybe this was just a thing of how many games you won.
Right.
But he hasn't lost many games either.
Because now you're winning 30 and 35 games a year.
Oh, yeah.
If you're getting this far.
Absolutely.
All right, got about a minute or so left here. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. What's
Real
on your mind?
Real quick, Warren, can you ever remember an Illinois roster that will have this many out-of-state players?
No, no, I haven't checked it, but it's going to be more out-of-state as we go. I don't think we're recruiting anybody in-state right now. I think we're recruiting a number of people from out-of-state. Of course, Devian Jones and from California and Feliz from Florida and Ramey from Missouri, and those are the main ones that I know about. And, of course, we've already got some players from out-of-state, Griffin and Kane and somebody named Bezanishvili. Bezanishvili.
Well, I'm gonna start practicing that in August.
Me too. But, I was going to say Gene Honda ought to come in here and just tell us how to pronounce that. Bezanishvili.
For three, yes. All right. Anything else, Carl?
No time.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're at 9:59. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. Also, Charlie Finn. We know Charlie Finn. He's going to be in here for a few minutes in the next hour. He's got a big fundraising event supporting Allerton Park. It's a lot to do with Red Grange, everything to do with Red Grange, actually. So we'll talk to Charlie in a few minutes and then get back to the phone lines. Any picks for tonight? Can you root for Michigan in the championship game and several texts as well? We'll get to those as well right after the top of the hour. We're at 9:59 at the Tone. It'll be 10 o'clock. Lauren and I return our final Monday morning quarterback show of this year on WDWS Champaign.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk@wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Welcome back. Penny for Your Thoughts continues here at DWS. We have sunshine in downtown Champaign. Areas of fog, though, in some other areas, a high of 37 today. Want to mention again that voting has begun for News Talk 1400 DWS. The News Gazette Media is the people's choice, the best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com and cast your votes there. All right, 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk@wdws.com. All right, some leftover texts here from the first hour. Does Lauren have a Liddyville hat? Can you explain the attraction?
Well, that's just an inside thing for the people over at the...
There we go. Now we got it.
That's just an inside thing for the people on campus there, the football people that, you know, they're lit up. They're fired up. You know, it's Liddyville.
Liddyville.
I guess, I don't know.
You don't have a hat, though.
Oh, no, I
okay.
don't.
Okay.
I don't think I get one either.
All right. Text from Bobby says, we have men's basketball coming to a head. Men's basketball recruiting, spring sports happening Saturday. Football really exciting now. My thought would be one more week of the Monday morning quarterbacks. I'm sure you're at the station's mercy, but I think a lot of fans would like one more week. Maybe do the show from Augusta Memorial. How about that? Let's see, the idea in this business is to always leave them wanting more, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the idea. And also, hi, Brian and Lauren. This is from Dan in Florida. The NCAA women's final, Notre Dame beating Mississippi State. Why did the other team get the ball at their half court with 0.01 second left?
Is that a rule?
I don't know. Is it different in the women's game, or is it...
it's that way in the pro game, isn't it?
Yeah, after a timeout.
Yeah, I don't know all the women's rules. I don't know the difference between the women's rules and the men's rules.
Mm-hmm. And the women's, they're playing quarters.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And so, by the way, Notre Dame was down 40-25 early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Ended that quarter on a 16-1 run to eventually win that ball game. All right, we've got Charlie Finn with us here in a couple of minutes. We've got Villanova by 10, says Mark, on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Michigan and Villanova tonight. And let's go to Ray quickly. Hi, Ray. Good morning.
How are you today? I've got a little bit of a laryngitis, so I have to kind of – you might not be able to hear me that well. But my name's Ray Milligan, and my brother was run over and killed it was October 3rd of last year, and what ended up happening, basically, you know, we wanted to pay for, you know, costs for his burial and all that. We found out that the lady was driving with no insurance, and, well, the whole thing kind of blew up. But what ended up happening basically is this lady was never ticketed or anything. They didn't check her for driving under the influence. They didn't look at her phone to see if she was texting. I guess she cried a lot, and they basically said, okay, go home, see you later. And what I'm trying to do right now between, you know, the police department and the state's attorney is get some kind of justice for my brother. I'd like her put in jail for vehicular manslaughter. Just a week ago, Chief Cobb called me up here yelling and screaming at me because he's mad that I kind of opened this thing up again. And so I was wanting them to do something, and so right now we're kind of in a holding pattern. It's been, you know, almost like 6 months now. And so, you know, I'm kind of waiting around to see if the state's attorney will do anything about this whole thing, because this lady has an atrocious driving record, and from time after time after time they kept ticketing her and then not prosecuting, just letting her go. And
all right. Well, we're going to have Julia Reitz on Wednesday, so that might be a good time to ask her that, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Terrific.
Thank you, sir. Yep, appreciate the phone call. We're on Monday Morning Quarterbacks here. Email from Robert says UConn women's team was 188-3 over the last 5 years, so just keep that in mind. All right, Charlie Finn joins us here. Everybody knows Charlie Finn, I do believe.
Good morning.
Right?
Good morning. How are you, sir? Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Well, you've got an event coming up, at Allerton Park?
Yes.
And just kind of give us the, I guess, the big picture here. What's happening?
We're going to have a presentation on red grains for the public out at Allerton Park on Sunday, April 15th. And it'll be from 2 to 5. And we're just going to talk about his the life and times of Red. And it's a subject, of course, as you both know, is near and dear to my heart. And every time I study and read up on it, I find new things that that are interesting about him. And he was not only a great player, but he was a terrific human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes across through his, you know, after his life after football.
So this is going to be an event at Allerton, in the mansion there, in the library.
Right, it'll be in the big library room there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charlie, what's the closest you ever got to getting the movie done on Red's life? What's the closest?
I had, I think it was the last effort. I got some help through the Big Ten Network,
mm-hmm.
and they put me in contact with the Fox Network, and Searchlight was I got to the Searchlight division of Fox, which makes some films in the, mm-hmm. in the $30 to $50 billion category, and I got it to a female producer, and she did not really understand.
Red just wasn't ornery enough, was he?
She didn't really understand, and one of the things that they bring up right away, will it sell in Europe? Well, I'm not really interested in Europe. I'm interested in what it would be meaningful here in the U.S., and it would be a great movie when somebody does it. But they turned it down, and that's been several years ago.
Did Costner look at it one time, or did you not get to him?
I never got. I got close to him, but I never got to him. And we were working on it at a time when he was getting married the second time or third time.
Well,
and
that'll draw your attention away.
Yeah, it did. It was a little distraction from our story, but I did. I had dinner with one of the players in one of his movie, For the Love of the Game, and she was in the film and all that. That's how all that connection started, but. We had an interesting time, and I've learned two things about Hollywood. Number one is you have to have a champion to get attention of his studios. You got to have somebody with the clout that say, okay, I'm Kevin Costner or I'm whoever it is, and you get their attention. This is a good story. Please listen, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have a guy that has the muscle to raise the money. You know? And
that's for sure.
If this film were ever made, it would be a, it would be expensive to do. To do it properly, you know, I think.
Charlie Finn with us for a few minutes, of course, was a manager of Illinois football in the early 50s. Ray Elliott and that team there, and had a just a great run there with Ray. And you've brought in a couple of books you brought with you.
I brought in a book here that was called 77. It was a book that was printed by the company that Red worked for in Chicago. He was a sales manager of a company, and they wrote a book about Red, and it was given out the night of they had a dinner 50 years to the day of the Michigan game in, of 1924. The dinner was October 18th, 1974. So they gave the book out that night to all the patrons, and it was a great evening. Everybody, there was anybody was there that night, and.
Well, we're creeping up on 100 years, aren't we?
I know we are.
1924.
And that book you have was signed by Red Grange to Dyke Edelman.
Yeah,
right?
this was given to me by Teddy, bless her heart, before she passed away. And she said, I want you to have this. And it says to my old friend of 50 years, Dyke from Red Grange. And it's bona fide for sure signature.
Yeah.
And The thing that I learned more and more about Red is, I think, to me, the award of all the awards that he ever was received was the number one icon award from the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
When you really think about that, the fact that of all the athletes and all the long history of the Big Ten, male and female, he's still the number one guy, which tells you what he really meant to college football and how great he really was. Mm. You know.
Well, this is going to be a fun event. So for people, when they go, do they need to get tickets? Or
yes.
Do they just tell me about that? And
tickets are $15. Mm-hmm. And you can call the phone number of Allerton Park.
Okay.
And they're available, and we hope we get a good attendance. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on this morning and to tell what we're doing. And I've always liked to talk about Red, you know.
So and when people come, they'll expect to see what, you know, how long is the program?
The program is going to be about 2 hours, and then there'll be points of discussion. We're going to talk about, you know, I'll do some lecturing about certain things, and then but we're going to show a number of DVDs. Mm-hmm. And one of them is we're going to show the DVD that we did the night of the Virginia Theater 4 years ago when we had the show, the opening in August of 2013.
I remember that. Yeah.
And we had the end of the evening was the 30-minute play, you know, and it was great because Stevie J was narrated, and we had four really good actors, and we had he interviewed Charlie Pyle and Coach Zupke and Coach Salas, and then of course Red, and it went very well, and so that'll be the ending of the program.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've spoken in that room, in that library room. That is that's an impressive room in that location. The number, by the way, for Allerton Park, 333-3287, 333-3287 for information on this night on April 15th.
Sunday afternoon.
April 15th, and the times again?
It's 2 to 5.
2 to 5. Hey, Charlie, thank you for coming in.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for having me on.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Good to see Blanche. She made it in.
She made it in.
You guys are a lovely couple, great friends, and we appreciate you coming by. Good luck with the event. We'll
come
back with more after this.
Thank you.
356-9397 is how you join us on the phone lines here. That number you know well, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us talk at WDWS.com. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. One of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts, Corey Swanson's a hands-on owner. He works on almost every job with the crew. Of course, it's family-owned. Corey is a graduate from Rantoul High School and the University of Illinois. They do not subcontract out any work. And maybe with the snow you've seen, hey, I got some leaks in my roof here. I need to get that fixed. Well, Swanson Roofing will help you with small repairs and help you save your roof. Even if Swanson Roofing did not do your roof, they're happy to come out and fix any problems. And again, Swanson Roofing takes responsibility and ownership of every past customer, and that's a cornerstone of their business. So Corey will look at your problem. He will talk to you about what needs to be done. Maybe you don't need anything right away. He'll say, hey, you know, you're a couple of years out, but here's a couple of things to think about. Or maybe he'll say, hey, you need to do something very soon. Let him give you an estimate, a free estimate, 217-355-ROOF, 217-355-7663. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. All right, question, text for Lauren on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. What is that junior college player's name again, and where does he play? The one you're talking about.
Okay, it's Andre, and it's A-N-D-R-E-S, Andres. Feliz, F-E-L-I-Z, 6'2", 180. Plays out of, he's formerly from Orlando, plays for Florida State College, Northwest Florida State College in Niceville or Niceville? N-I-C-E.
I think it's Niceville.
Niceville.
Yeah. Yeah. We Florida. Played a tournament down there a few years ago.
Did? Okay. Mm-hmm. And JUCO recruiting, as I said, has him number one in the country at point guard, not overall player, but as that position.
I think Underwood, did he coach junior college, I think, in Florida at one point along the path.
Yeah, he knows the players. He's been on this guy for a long time, but they're so heavy on to Ramey that, if, you know, I think they felt at one point that they were going to get Ramey, and they may still feel like they have a shot at him, but Ramey's not making any, seemingly not making any commitments in any direction. So they'll know something about Ramey this week, and then they're supposed to have Felice in here this next weekend.
All right. Also, it says, text line, morning, Brian. I didn't understand why the Mississippi State coach did not foul. They had one to give prior to the game-ending shot.
Really?
That's what this texter says.
Well.
So, I don't know. And, again, that shot was taken with what? Right, at the
well,
horn, right?
When it went through, the game was over. Yeah. It was 3 seconds when they took it out of bounds. So they threw it in, and she dribbled to her right and shot right out of the corner.
I wonder if that was one of the best women's Final Fours we've seen, just sheer excitement.
Yeah.
All number one seeds. Of course, the men play tonight. Villanova, if you're looking at odds, 6-7 points, basically.
6.5 to 7, it looks like.
Villanova over Michigan. And can we root for Michigan? They're a Big Ten team, but they're Michigan. But anyway, we've had some.
Can you watch the game indifferently, like me? I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just totally indifferent. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, sure.
And whoever wins, wins, and whoever loses, I don't care.
8:20 tonight is when they tip it off in San Antonio. We talked to Gene Honda from down there. We've talked to Doug Altenberger and Deion Thomas. Got their quick picks on the game tonight. They both picked Villanova, by the way. 10:31, Michael Kaiser with news headlines. Back with more of our Monday Morning Quarterback Show, our final Monday Morning Quarterback Show of this year anyway. Come back with all of that after this timeout for the news. Welcome back, Penny, for your thoughts. Our final Monday Morning Quarterback Show. We'll pick it up again in the fall when we get to football. Spring football practice resuming this week. They'll have a couple of practices, one in the morning, one in the evening on Friday. There's a high school coaches convention they do every year, the coaches clinics and convention, and then the Hall of Fame coaches will be inducted for this class. I'll be a part of that on Saturday at noon. So there'll be, if you see a lot of people that look like football coaches, from
that's
about midweek on, that's what they are. They have that that look, football coach look. No, but they you'll see a lot of coaches around here at the end of the week. By the way, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. I saw an accident on I-74 yesterday coming back in the snow from Bloomington, Indiana, and made me think of Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. They're one of our sponsors. They know having a car accident's a serious matter, and they truly care. That's why they put their last names on the business, Dave and Bill. Dave and Bill, Dave Miller, Bill Gallo. They know the collision repair business inside and out, so maybe you had an accident over the weekend with all the slippery conditions. Make sure you contact them. Their attractive location in Champaign-Urbana, just off of I-74 there, the south side of the interstate between Neal and Prospect, or go to gallomiller.com. Get a free estimate. They're always offered, and they know that having an accident that's going through that whole process is just a hassle. You don't like to do it, but if you have to do it, there are the guys to call. GalloMiller.com, located between Neal and Prospect on the south side of I-74. Text line is open, 3515357. It's always open, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Richard is on the phone line this morning with us. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm fine, thank you. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
I have a question about golf, but before I do that, I want to make my penny for your thoughts on the game tonight. I kind of disagreed with Lauren earlier in the show. Loyola pretty much had command of the middle 20 minutes of that game.
Mm-hmm.
They held Michigan at bay.
Yep.
Weren't they up by 11
yep.
at one point in the mm-hmm. second half? And,
yeah.
And that was 11 seed. I don't see how they can possibly stand up against the onslaught of Loyola Villanova. But here's my question, and it's about the Masters. I don't know who to pull for in the game. And is Steve going to be there playing at Augusta?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I really like Watson. He's a guy who has been held in somewhat contempt, even by Nicholas, because he's so unconventional in some of the ways he approaches the game. He's never taken lessons or something on that level, so he's a favorite for me. But he's already won it twice, so I hate for him to be a hog. But who are you guys pulling for?
Oh, in the Masters? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I like some of the Spieths and
yeah.
Guys
well,
like
all
that.
You won't see anybody but Tiger. He'll be the only one on television.
Well, yeah.
But
and it's actually good that he has gotten his game back together and is in contention.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he looks like he does have his game back together, and
yeah, he's always good on that course too. It seems
yeah.
like so.
And he's putting like yeah. the you know he's making 10-footers like they're 2-footers.
Yeah. So who's going to win tonight? Did you make a pick?
Well, I think Villanova will. Everybody's bracket was busted a long, long time ago, but I'll watch it. But yeah, like you said, like Lauren said, I don't care really who wins. I'd like to see Michigan, but I don't know.
Very good, Richard. Thank you for the call. By the way, a couple of little statistical notes for you. Notre Dame lost four players, talking about the women's team, lost four players to ACL injuries during the year.
Yeah.
Which made their story even more remarkable.
Four, imagine that.
Yeah. That title for Notre Dame was for the women, 17 years to the day they won their last one in 2001. Interesting note, I found out one of my family members we were with in Bloomington, Indiana, Mississippi State, they're from Louisville, Mississippi State beat Louisville in women's basketball, the Final Four, this year, knocked them out of the men's NIT, Mississippi State did to
yeah.
Louisville, and beat them in a bowl game in December. So I thought that was interesting. And also, being in Bloomington, I heard, you wouldn't have heard this over here, but the women's NIT title was held yesterday at the Assembly Hall over there in Bloomington. 13,000 people showed up to watch Indiana beat Virginia Tech, the women, win the women's NIT. So they were
hungry
for some basketball.
Those folks in Indiana are basketball crazy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball and review some Illinois news. Men's golf team, by the way, speaking of Augusta, finished 25 under, won the 3M title down there. Dylan Meyer wins the individual title for the second straight year. Brian Baumgarten with a 6-under 66. We'll talk about that.
Before you get off that,
yeah.
It looks like Small, who I would say a month ago, that team didn't look like they were going to be ready for anything like a challenge for the national championship. They're back in the running now, based on the last two events.
Baumgartner has been very good.
Oh, boy, they needed him.
They needed him.
He wasn't on the, you know, they basically benched him last year, and it didn't look like he was going to be playing, and all of a sudden he hits the ball really hard, and now he's back, and he gives them that third really strong player, and they're going to have with Meyer and Hardy, they've got a pretty good chance, I think.
Back with more Monday Morning Quarterbacks at 10:43. Back on Penny for your thoughts on this Monday. Glad you're with us. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines today. They are open. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. We're at 10:46. Men's tennis has won four in a row. They won at Iowa and at Nebraska. Women have won six in a row. They won at Rutgers and at home to Maryland. Baseball, Bryn Spillane. What did you say? He's got 14 doubles and 12 home runs? Or
yeah, 13 doubles and 14 home runs. He's batting 494. He has 38 runs batted. And here's an interesting stat, though. 87 at-bats, official at-bats, 29 strikeouts. He's right along with with the way baseball has gone is strikeout or no count, right?
Well, for the first two games in that series, he went 6 of 8, 3 home runs, and 5 RBIs, and yesterday Iowa wouldn't pitch to him.
No, he went 0-for-1. They walked him 4 times.
4 times, once intentionally.
Yeah.
Illinois will be at Maryland next week, and they played Illinois State at midweek. They're 4-2 in the Big Ten. I don't know if you saw the news about they're going to be selling beer in a specific area on,
yeah,
what is it, May 4th against, mm-hmm, Ohio State, the Bleacher, right, Bum Barbecue.
Right.
Fenced-in area, got to be 21 down the left field line. But
can't bring it back into the press box, Brian. You gotta stay.
Well, I don't need it, but I don't know about you. But
well, I probably need one.
Yeah. Well, it'll be you're over 21, I think.
I think so.
You qualify there. Let's see here. Softball did not play yesterday because of the weather in Minnesota. They lost a doubleheader up there. And spring football, again, they practice tomorrow morning, Friday night, 5:30 to 7, and then Saturday, the open practice, part of the Spring Sports Festival at the University of Illinois from noon until 2. I mentioned earlier in the show, Julia Reitz will be with me on Wednesday. She was a frequent guest, of course, on Penny for Your Thoughts over the years. She'll be here on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Just wanted to mention that. By the way, it is April 2nd. 2005, we were in St. Louis, Illinois, and Louisville. You remember that game? Remember the Roger Powell put back and all of that? Well, this goes a couple of minutes. Just reminisce a little bit with me. April 2nd, 2005, Illinois and Louisville, near the end of the game.
So good. Not a point this half for Deer Darren.
Nope. All season long, like you said, Brian, they just figure a way. It's like a master lock. And almost every game this season, they found the combination.
Head, free throw, good. Made a move. 70-57, Illinois. Minute 25 to go. Can you believe it? Here's Garcia, 3, missed it. Rebound, D. Brown. I think you can start to believe it. Minute 13 to go. Head across the line to D. Brown. They'll spread it out. Brown to head. Feet. Here is Augustine. Way out top to D. 17 to shoot, a minute to go.
They have taken the Cardinals apart.
70-57 Illinois. 8 to shoot. Darren Williams down the lane. Free throw line. Got it.
Boy,
it's over.
It's over. Louisville has never been dominated like this season.
72-57 Illinois. 40 seconds to go. Illinois is going to play Monday night. Here's Garcia underneath Miles. Layup. Missed it. Augustine with his 11th rebound. They don't have to shoot it again. Patino says no fouls.
Boy, what a dominating performance by the Fighting Illini.
72-57 will be the final. Roger Powell pointing to the sky. Luther Head and D. Brown bang chest at midcourt. 13 seconds to go. And for the first time in Illinois history, they will advance to the championship game. We'll see you Monday night in St. Louis. 72-57 the final.
Unbelievable performance by the Fighting Illini. They come in here on the biggest stage in the year and totally take Francisco Garcia, and the Louisville Cardinals, a dangerous ball club, took them right out of the box here in the second half.
There you go. April 2nd, 2005.
It was a great day in Illinois sports.
Wasn't that something?
Imagine all these years, and that's the only time we've ever reached the championship game.
That's right.
Been within 2 points several other times.
Mm-hmm. Came close a few years, yeah. You think about the Michigan game in 89, how close that was, and some of the other ones.
I think about 1951 when I was in school,
yeah.
And Sunderland had that last shot to tie,
mm-hmm,
against Kentucky.
And that North Carolina game everybody talks about, of course, Carolina won it. I know Jay Price was an assistant for Illinois under Bruce Weber. Mm-hmm. He told me after the season was over, the Carolina coaches, because Illinois made a big comeback in that game too. I mean, mm-hmm, they eventually tied it late. He said Carolina had run out of gas, and had that game gone another couple of minutes, we might have caught them and passed them. But had some threes near the end that just wouldn't go down.
I think I could be wrong on this. I think we shot more threes than we'd ever shot in a game up to that point.
I think so.
Ever. You know, in any game
ever.
In
any game, yeah. And a lot of them at the very end, but... All right, just thought you'd enjoy that. April 2nd, since we're on that anniversary of that game. Of course, that was in the Final Four. The championship game this year, Michigan from the Big Ten They lost to Louisville. Of course, Louisville had to vacate that one a couple of years ago, and they're back to take on Villanova. We'll come back with more after this. All right, we're back. Penny, for your thoughts here. Final moments for the Monday morning quarterback show for this year. I had a lot of fun doing this with Lauren Tate. Let's see here. Text from John Stricker: has never won the Masters or any major for that matter. And let's see here. What else? I can't read the other one. 351-5357. Let me tell you about Woods Basement Systems real quick. Again, protect your home's investment. Get a free estimate from Woods now and fix any basement or crawl space cracks once and for all. And what are the signs of a basement foundation issue? Cracks can be found inside on drywall, outside in masonry. Cracks can be in block or poured concrete foundations. They all have two things in common. They get worse if you ignore them. They don't go away, so don't stick your head in the sand there. And they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. Over the years, Woods has acquired several awards for their basement finishing projects and crawl space encapsulation systems, but they're proudest of their Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. Woods Basement Systems, since 1986, they've helped over 55,000 homeowners. Let them help you today. 888-935-4333 or woodsbasementsystems.com. We're at 10:55. Major League Baseball quickly. Cardinals 1-2. They're at Milwaukee. Paul DeJong homered twice yesterday. Cubs are 2-2 after opening the season in Miami, including a 17-inning loss. They're at Cincinnati today. White Sox 2-0 at Kansas City. Yesterday's game postponed. They're at Toronto tonight. And Ohtani for the Angels was the DH in the season opener for Anaheim. Yesterday on the mound, throwing in the upper 90s, 6 innings, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts, 14 out of 15 retired to end the game.
Sounds like he's going to be a better pitcher maybe than hitter. They're not playing him every day, mm-hmm. and he didn't bat when he pitched. Now, you'd think if he's going to pitch, you'd let him bat, wouldn't you?
You would think so.
But no.
If that's what he's advertised as.
It looks like he's just going to be a kind of a part-time DH, you think?
Sounds like it.
And then regular on rotation pitcher.
Cardinals 1-2.
Yeah. They broke out, as you mentioned. DeJong hit the two homers, and Ozuna had three hits after starting out 0-for-9. So the Cardinals, I'm kind of sitting back and watching just see if this pitching can hold up. We still have Wainwright on the DL, and I'm not sure that Flaherty's ready. Weaver looked a little better to me, but he did struggle, and he fought off a lot of foul balls. He threw a lot of pitches.
Back to the phones here. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Dick Vitale mentioned that they were thinking about, because of all the trees that have been taking place here in the last couple of games, of moving the line back to the international line and then also expanding the free throw zone. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a lot of talk, don't you, Brian, about moving back to the international line?
And I think in the NIT they did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
on the same vein, what do you think about the halves, two halves or four quarters, four 10-minute quarters for basketball?
It helps on fouling. You don't have as many free throws if you play quarters because you're allowed 5 fouls in each as opposed to 7, where you go to the line after the 7th foul in a half. And usually the end of the half and the end of the game, there's a lot of free throws.
Yeah,
I
kind of like that, actually. Fewer free throws are okay with me.
You bet.
Yeah, so. Me too. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Bob. Great to hear from you. All right. Well, Lauren, I think we've covered about everything.
Okay.
You're gonna
give me a rundown on the Cardinals? What's your feeling about the Cardinals?
Well, it's too early to tell, but I think they've got to get their – I mean, obviously Wainwright being out. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to – Martinez looked okay, but not – I mean, he was struggling early at a couple of innings.
I thought he was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought he threw a lot of pitches that weren't where they were intended to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Molina's glove and see where he wound up, even some of his strikeouts, Molina's on the inside and the ball's on the outside. You know, it looks to me like he's just throwing hard. With he's got great stuff and great movement, but I'm not sure that he's ever going to be a consistent pitcher.
And that's the thing. Most of these teams, if you're going to contend, you've got to have at least a number one starter that when you run him out there, a Kershaw or a Verlander or whatever, that you're pretty confident you're going to win.
By the way, did you see where Kershaw has lost several miles an hour? He's pitching differently now. I didn't realize that. You know, maybe these metrics are giving us too much information. You ever think about that?
Yeah, maybe they're overloaded.
Yeah,
you know, just, you know, I, you know.
You know, I hate to say that. I just like to kind of watch and determine myself and not have somebody tell me based on the metrics.
Yeah, did you ever see the Million Dollar Arm, the movie with the guys that went to India?
I didn't see that.
You need to see that.
I know.
They got the old scout there, and they took him over to, and he was sleeping constantly.
And, was he chewing tobacco?
Well, probably. But he was there, and they had to wake him up a couple of times. And he's like, I don't need to see it. I'll hear it. If I hear somebody hit 80 or 90 miles an hour, I'll hear it. And so finally one of the kids did, and he's like, he's sitting there sleeping. He just shoots up real quick because he heard it. And, maybe he's, that was relying on that technology, his own ears, instead of somebody else. Hey, Lawrence, been a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you very much. I look forward to next fall.
Yeah, we'll look for you on the golf course, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Not today, but.
No, not today.
Might be hard to keep track of your golf ball today. All right. Well, we appreciate it. That's our Monday morning quarterback shows wrapping up for this year. Enjoy the college basketball final tonight. Back tomorrow, we'll have Brad Yukon stop in for a few minutes with the Champaign County Farm Bureau. Wednesday at 10 a.m., Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz. That's what's lying ahead here the next couple of days. And we appreciate everybody being with us on Monday morning here on WDWS Champaign-Urbana. It is 11 o'clock. Have a great day.